Welcome to Modcast, an official podcast of Politan Civilization site.
Bota Snidus.
Kenneth Hurland.
Tony Keel. With guest co-host
Frank Strotter.
So, did I tell you, Ken, that I actually started going to the gym?
No.
Yeah. I think I'll become very, very, how should I say it? Sexy?
I just saw a big fly outside.
Absolutely the last.
There'll be pics available at my website. Welcome to Modcast episode 18. Today we are joined with Kenneth Impaler WRG Ferland.
Fools, I shall destroy you all.
Wouter Locutus Snyders.
Hey, good evening to you as well.
And me, Tony Garrett Sidzaka Keel. Hello. With special guest co-host Frank Fierabras Strotter.
Hi there.
So, we have a lot of interesting things to say, but I wanted to ask Wouter, you were sick last episode. How are you feeling now?
All right.
Would you tell us what you caught? I mean, was it like...
Just a cold, I guess.
Cold?
Just had a headache and wasn't feeling well in general.
Hangover.
I think someone was drinking a little bit of the Belgian beer.
Is it beer country or is it wine country? I don't know. You're kind of halfway between beer and
wine.
We
drink anything as long as it has alcohol in it.
That's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today in the artist sketchpad, we looked at Mesoamerican Naval Units by Chuggy, The Devourer by C. Rowland, and four 19th century leaderheads by Ekmek.
And today in the Code Corner, we look at the World of Civilization mod pack, done by T.A. Firehawk, Mr. Genie, Rockin' Rogers, Vialis, Firewiss, Antiaris, Nick Nass, Manos, Johnny, H.G. Cassiaris, Don Pedro II.
How about just the WOC team?
Okay.
In the Modder Spotlight, we talk to Fierabras about Sif4 Gold and maybe some future mods he might be working on.
Artist Sketchpad, where we discuss graphics and artwork from the Civ modding community.
We have some interesting artwork today. I found the Mesoamerican Naval Units that Chuggy did, formerly known as Chuggy Nader. But if you take a look at these ships that he designed, there's a whole slew of them. He basically replaced every single ancient or medieval boat with a Mesoamerican equivalent. And I don't know if you see this, but there's the first one, it looks like it's a raft, basically. But the textures are very nice. Do you see these ones?
The texture work on these things is excellent.
Yeah, they look beautiful.
Yeah. It really looks like it's made out of wood.
It's the bindings of the ropes holding the raft together, which look really quite nice. And
yeah.
The planking on top.
Yeah.
And the little, it's got a little kind of boxy structure on top, so you can definitely tell it's a very big raft. I mean, there's like a building on top of the raft.
Yeah.
And then the other sets, the galley, trireme, I mean, they're ore-based ships, but they've definitely got a completely different feel to them.
Mm-hmm.
The like little railings along the edge and even the shape of the boat. He's made the entire boat model from scratch, it looks like.
Yeah.
To me. It's not a copy of the originals. They've got little different structures on top. They look like leather canvas, kind of to create little shaded... what do you call those things, Tony?
Shades?
No. There's that particular word in Arizona that we have for them. It's totally slipping my mind.
Preventer for brain melter?
No. It will come to me. I know it. It will. And then I really like the little tower he's got there on the... Is that the trireme?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that tower.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's not. It's really awesome because he's got a forecastle and a rear castle.
Oh, yeah.
And they got little stairs going up to him and the rails. It's super detailed.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. I don't know how actually seaworthy something like that would be, but it does look gorgeous.
Yeah, I think they say that actually in ancient warfare, those large towers would actually be disassembled when they're not in battle so as to prevent the ship from being knocked over in a storm. They were only assembled right at the time of battle.
That would make sense.
And then we get into pure fantasy, which is the Mesoamerican caravel, which has little cannons along the side.
Yeah, it's got the caravels, the four sails, the square sails. What's that square? That's the square-looking sail that sticks out over the front of the ship, the four sail?
I don't know. We're not sailors.
Okay, but it's got the whole square rig sails of a European ship. You know, it's a very big, advanced ship. It's got some mid-castle-looking structures in it, so it's definitely got a different shape and looks Mesoamerican, I guess, in, if you want to say that's what a Mesoamerican ship caravel would look like.
Yeah, well, you really don't know. But
it reminds me of the Mesoamerican elephant, you know, where we'd have to, like, ooh, what would a Mesoamerican war elephant look like? And it's like, and it's like, it looks very nice.
You would understand things that are square, wouldn't you, Ken?
Yeah.
Zing!
And the flag textures look very nice, too. It's a unique texture on the flag there. It looks like a snake.
I wonder if those are team color.
Oh, it's definitely team colored. That's got to be team
colored. Sweet.
If it wasn't team colored, I would be so disappointed.
Yeah. And then the last one, of course, is the galleon, which I think these cultures were annihilated before they could ever reach this level of technology. But if they had, they'd had some great sea battles with the Spanish with this galleon. Mm. Look at all those cannons coming out the side of it.
Oh, yeah. Got two rows of cannons. This is the caravel's one row. I think the model, the hull is the same as the caravel, but he's added more sails, enlarged it, added another row of guns. So you can definitely tell the difference there.
These units look like they took a lot of time to make.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely more you can do to complete this set, all the way up to, like, the Mesoamerican battleship, but at that point, it's like, how different would a battleship look like? Since, I mean, the Japanese battleship doesn't look any different than an American battleship. It's like, you know, technology is pretty much uniforming everything at that point. Even in real civilization, you know.
And I was thinking, all the wooden ships, so the frigate is still made of wood.
I wonder what they would look like if they had reeds, like, you know, like the Incas would make their reed boats. Mm. Oh, you guys have heard of what's the name of the ship sailed by that guy, Heyerdahl? He built himself an Incan boat out of reeds, but it was like the size of a, you know, like 30-foot-long boat, made completely out of reeds. And he sailed it across from South America to the islands of the South Pacific.
Jeez.
To prove his theory that the Polynesians were actually descended from the Incas or something.
Mm.
No. Yeah, this is very famous. It happened back in like the 70s.
That sounds kind of scary to do, though.
Oh, yeah, thing started leaking like halfway through. It's like they barely made it.
Oh, jeez. Well, at least they have helicopters in the modern day. Polynesians didn't have that luxury.
Yeah, I think his name was Tor Heyerdahl.
Yeah, no, I know him. It's the Scandinavian guy. I think he was Norwegian.
Yeah.
Norwegian. Swedish.
What was the name of his boat? The Kon-Tiki, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I vaguely remember.
Well, all I gotta say is, Chuggy, keep it up. You have great skills. You've got boat skills, unit skills, leader skills, nunchuck skills. Keep it up. We have another piece of art that's really kind of creepy looking. I mean, it's extremely creepy looking. It's a model by C. Rowland. Looks like it was animated by Refar, but it's called the Devourer. Now, I don't know what mod this is for. Are you guys seeing this thing?
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome. It sort of looks like it's made for the Afterworld mod, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's really quite hideous. I mean, I know he was going for hideous, and he got it.
Do you guys see my post on the bottom of that thread? I posted it today.
Oh, there you are.
I stumbled upon a unit in Spore, which looks sort of the same.
Oh.
Interesting.
You know, with how many mini units there are on the Spore library, yeah. Everything now looks like something on Spore. There's probably not a creature or animation or clip you could find that doesn't bear some resemblance to something that you could find on the Spore library.
I like the Refar's reply.
That's Spore for you.
On Spore. Is it a new upcoming game? He doesn't even know what Spore is.
What is Spore? So this proves that some people do live under big rocks.
He's just only interested in shit.
Oh, well, that's okay. I guess we can forgive him.
Same as me, by the way.
Well, there's not going to be much modding of Spore.
What do you mean, not modding? Everything in Spore is modding.
That's what I mean. Everything's modding, so that therefore is no modding. Because the game itself is modding.
That's kind of like, there is no dark without the light? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But this Devourer, does it have a spiked collar on? Is that a collar around its neck?
Well, one version seems to have it and the other doesn't. The high-res version he's done doesn't have it. But then there's another version that does have the big spikes on it.
Well, it looks like the top version is a little bit lower poly also.
Yeah, like, definitely. It's
the one that's going to go into the game.
Yeah.
But it certainly is creepy. Like, it looks like its skin is, like, I don't know, you can see the muscles.
Like it was in the bathtub too long?
Yeah, like you stayed in the bathtub for, like, 10 years and came out looking like this.
Definitely.
Oh, the bottom one doesn't have back spikes either. I just noticed that.
Yeah, yeah, there's no spikes.
No spikes.
There seem to be, like, those little sockets where the spikes were or something. I don't know, maybe he took them off.
Who knows?
No.
But
that's a really nasty looking fella.
And he said he hand painted that texture with ZBrush.
Mm.
So definite artistic skills here, and that we just noted from this unit, you know.
Yeah. Now, if you didn't have to take down the polys so much in order to make it work in Civ, I mean that thing at the bottom.
Yeah.
If this was like some kind of first person shooter game where you could actually throw that model pretty much as it is, and they would do a bump mapping thing, and it would look pretty much just like that in-game. That would be pretty ugly.
Yeah, it does look like something right out of a Doom game or something, you know?
Yeah.
Very sweet. And we have our last slew of artwork is by our friend Ekmek, and he did all 19th century leader heads. And I thought these ones, I don't know who the last guy is, but the first three are pretty recognizable as... they've got Napoleon III, and they've got Robert E. Lee, which I really like the Robert E. Lee, and also the Jackson looks really good. And then there's Metternich.
He sounds German.
I have no idea who the last guy is. And the first guy, I don't know which Napoleon is which. I mean,
there are so many Napoleons.
There's not obviously the chubby midget first one, you know?
No, there's the Napoleon,
and then
there are all the other Napoleons, you know?
Little person Napoleon.
You know, box of Civ Rev art Napoleon, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
But they look pretty awesome. Like, I don't know, the Andrew Jackson really caught my eye because I think that really looks like him, you know?
Yeah, it does look like a pretty close match to portraits of him.
Yeah. And then, of course, you got Robert E. Lee for a big ol' Civil War mod, if anyone ever decides to...
I'm surprised there haven't been any Robert E. Lee leaderheads yet. I mean, I'm sure someone must have made one, but not that good, of course.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen one before.
Nice.
He does look really good. His beard looks good, his uniform texture looks good, and Andrew Jackson looks just like he does off the frickin' money.
The money. Interesting to see how the animations work. I can see Robert E. Lee's got, like, the beard there is one piece, and then there's a little separate piece right around the mouth, so
yeah.
I wonder how that animates. Does it animate well, etc., you know?
Well, it looks like he ripped the beard off someone else and pasted it to this face. That might have been quite painful to do to someone, but
okay.
Napoleon's...
This says that the last guy is an Austrian.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Does he look like the picture, or...?
I don't know. I've never seen a picture, but...
I was just assuming you went to look at the Wikipedia, Ken. That's how you pretend you're smart every episode.
I'm looking at it right now, and it looks pretty similar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's this photo on Wikipedia.
Does he have this really long face? Because it definitely looks like he's intentionally stretched the head of the model a lot. And it looked his nose and his forehead. His head's very ovoid, you know, shape to it.
And I love the huge, pointy mustache on Napoleon III. That is pretty awesome.
I think he got that off of someone else's Captain Morgan, the pirate.
no. Oh, no, look at the wiki for Napoleon III.
Oh, I bet it has
got
that.
He's got a mad stash and some poofy pants and a big old blanket around him. Oh, that's the king robes or whatever. But, yeah, definitely got it right on all three. Ekmek, your skills have grown great in power. Soon you will rule all with your leader head might.
Welcome to the Code Corner, where we discuss Python and SDK mods.
Now, Ken, you know this is your moment to shine. This is the part where no one understands what the hell you're talking about, because we are so weak in our coding skills.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, well, I guess I am speaking for myself. I don't really understand much of anything.
That is true.
Well, Joe, I wish I had more time to review these suckers. Tony, pwned.
I always get pwned. So this is the World of Civilization project?
World of Civ project. Basically, it's an expansion to an extension of the modular loading system that was incorporated in BTS, which I wrote. And this was kind of, as we were doing this, or as a couple of the people in the Vista project, you guys remember that? There was a major Warlords mod, a combination of Mr. Genie, THA Firehawk, and a number of other modders.
Including our current guest co-host.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, Frey, what's your
name? I'm a member.
Oh, okay. Goody, goody. And then they started to find some bugs in the BTS modular loading system. When you started to load a very large number of modules, it would crash on you intermittently and unpredictably. They were able to go in there, fix this, redesign several of the features of how it works, try to streamline the system more for their use. Because I just, you know, just written it, you know, to have all the things, all the XML files grabbed up.
So basically, they fixed up your screw-up.
Yeah, basically. And now they...
I'm just kidding, Ken. I'm just kidding that one. That one's too hard.
Okay, well, if you're truly kidding, then edit it out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not likely. Yeah, okay. Okay, so now they've got themselves a nice source code project. They're putting this all up on. Everyone can go and download the source code and contribute, too, if they want to become a contributor. There's like 9-10 guys, a lot of guys who do the mods themselves, working them into the code base. So they're all designed to be optional and everything be, you know, just like go in this XML file, set this Boolean here, bam, and this new feature is on for you. You know, we'll just throw in the building project file, the building, you know, that'll have this, you know, XML attribute enabled, and boom, it works. And you can add your contents, like new projects, wonders, a world, buildings, civilizations, all this stuff. And you see a lot of modules out there for things, you know, like we were saying earlier, civilizations for Civ Gold going to use the modular system. So this just like builds on top of that with code stuff that you can use for new rules and having the new modules in there as well.
Don't they have modules already ready for the modder to install? Like,
yeah, they've got
stuff that they've already added.
Tons and tons of them already enabled. They got pages and pages of them. I like to see them add like tons more. They got like how many modules for civilization? They got a good dozen here, you know, like Cherokee, Iroquois civilization, like the interface mods, blue marble, buildings, corporations, national air base wonders, Flavian amphitheaters.
Well, I see some of my unit graphics in here too.
Yep. You know, the AO Promotions mod, a lot of the stuff by Lopez they've installed. I think they got the Inquisitions in there, another one by Lopez.
Where the hell is Lopez, anyways? I haven't seen him for, like, years.
He had children, remember? Yeah.
Well, I have children, too. That's no excuse.
The Lopez didn't abandon.
Yeah, well, I think he also found a job, too.
Oh, get out of here. You're going to get me in trouble and shit, man.
Smoked again.
God damn, this is what I get for talking so much shit. You know what I'm saying? I get burned.
Yeah, it bounces back.
And nonetheless, by Wouter, the most unfunny of all of us.
But when Wouter zings you, he zings you best. Because yeah, it's like that little guy in the Jackie Chan movies, you know? Like just sitting there doing nothing and then like... You know, it's like that.
Yeah. I don't understand either, but I'm going to laugh.
Okay.
All right.
So they also have a wiki where they explain how to use them, how to use the system, and what the goals are.
Sweet.
Oh, and they give me major props in their wiki, so woo! Thanks, guys.
Oh, really? Impaler? Yeah, yeah. And look.
I've got my own page on their wiki.
You
see,
are on
Impaler.
Wikipedia.
Impaler wow. WG, Kenneth Folan, is a proficient coder originally. And it just goes on and on like that.
You read that every day, don't you? Your own wiki. You're like, I have my own wiki.
I have a wiki page there that they made to me.
Isn't that is really beautiful. That's not going to stoke your ego, is it?
If my ego was any more stokable, you know, that would
guess who set up say. That wiki.
Is it our current guest co-host?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a little reach around there, Ken.
Yeah.
So be nice to me, or I'll take down your wiki page.
Now the blackmail has started.
It's carrot and stick. Oh boy.
Well, Ken, what kind of people would benefit by downloading this World of Civilization core? What's the use for it?
Well, I'd see two people who would like to use it.
Two people.
Someone who wants to make
that's not a lot.
Two types of people. Two types of people. Basically, someone who wants to just who's seen a lot of the mods out there, likes some features but dislikes others. And wants to just combine some stuff for their own personal use and enjoyment. Oh, I want to have, say, Canada, the civilization, plus, you know, AO unit promotions and new resources like apples added to the game. And I'm like, okay, apples, Canada, plus AO promotions, I'm good. You know, and that's all they want to play. And then, of course, maybe they want to try something, a different combination the next day. Then they can download it, use it for their own purposes, bam. Straightforward, easy to do. You'd probably have to know a little bit of XML already, you know, just to get the basics of what's going on. And then I see another type of person who wants to make mods kind of as a collage, and, you know, like, I'm going to combine a number of different things together and then, you know, promote it, advertise it, you know, let people download it, you know, as this particular combination of things. I remember there being a lot of those combination style mods coming out in the early days of Civ 4 modding. You remember things like the Mylon mod,
or how about
stuff like that, Sevo mod,
including the kitchen sink mod.
Yeah, those types of mod. Nowadays, though, there's so much mod content that it's more than the Civ engine could, and probably most people's computer could possibly hold all at the same time. In the early days, there were like, okay, I'm going to pretty much throw in everything that's been made by the Civ 4 community up to this point. And the computers could still run it, but nowadays we're way past that point.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to pick and choose.
Definitely. Well, these guys need to keep it up and always remember to pay homage to your daddy, Ken Impaler, WRG Ferlin. Just kidding. I'm offending everybody today.
Actually, I'd say the main guy who did help the World of Civ come along the most, I think, would say Mr. Genie and T.A. Firehawk when they got on and... Oh, no, of course, I guess, too. But those guys really got it going, and those are the guys who have really been keeping it going. I bailed almost immediately on the project, I must admit. It's like, I thought, hey, this would be a cool idea. Oh, guys, I just got to have my effects.
What
bye.
Are you saying, Frank?
I just want to add some information on what Ken was talking about. The idea behind Walk is that eventually there's going to be a front-end program, so you can pick what mods you want or what modules you want included or not. At this point, you still have to install a mod, and if you want to get it out again, you have to either change the XML or deinstall it. But eventually there's going to be a sort of front-end program where you can just check boxes and say, I want this in or that in, then just run the mods and
Sweet.
Go
It's going to be, is it going to be a graphic user interface?
Yes, this one SDK guy is working on it right now. It's very mid, actually.
Sweet.
He's getting some nice progress on it. It has been an idea for over a year now, the front-end program. It's finally going to happen pretty soon.
So, to all those listening, download this mod, mess with it, play with it. Look at it. Touch it sensuously.
Okay. Moving on.
Modding Spotlight, where we discuss and examine a particular mod out of the Civ 4 community.
Well, let's do a better job of introducing our guest here. Tell us a bit about yourself. I can't pronounce his name. Firebus?
I actually don't know how to pronounce it, because it's ancient French, and I have no idea what it should sound like. I just say Firebus.
There you go.
It's actually, it means strong at arm, because the word fear is the same as in the English word fierce. And it's also Dutch words.
Uh-huh.
And abras means at the arm or on the arm.
Oh.
So that's roughly translated.
So are you
that's
like a strong warrior? I mean, do you participate in the martial arts?
No, not at all. It's just a name.
Fool, I will defeat you. I will defeat you in Mortal Kombat.
Because Tony does.
Yeah, sort of a character from a video game, maybe, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. So, where exactly do you live again?
I live in the Netherlands, same as Wouter.
Oh, I see. It's like a Netherland mafia, you know what I'm saying?
The Netherlanders are taking over.
But I live
that's
on
right.
the west coast, and I think Wouter is
in
the east of the Netherlands.
On the German border.
Right.
Wait a minute, your country has east and west halves? I mean...
It's like 20 miles across.
Rhode Island has east and west. They don't have to be big, but...
Oh, so you're going to say size doesn't matter, huh?
Yeah, that too.
Let's see. You have a mod that you did. What was the mod you spent most of your time doing?
Well, that has to be Civ Gold, because it's just a huge mod.
Ah, Civ Gold. Gold.
Yeah, it started about 2 years ago, and I believe it was just after Warlords came out. And I really wanted to play with Dutch Civ. It wasn't in Civ yet, so I sort of made a Dutch Civ, and it was based on something from Civ Gold. It was a bit buggy, so I cleaned that up. And that way I got into contact with the Civ Gold team, and that's how I started working on Civ Gold. I mainly did XML for Civ Gold. I mean, yeah, the other people just collected the art, and I just put it together with a lot of XML.
Well, isn't Civ Gold have just like a whole crap load of leader heads? Is that
full Civs, really?
Yeah. Well, it's mostly just added Civs. Just like with every version, there's new Civs in standard game. We just added like 100 more.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot of Civs.
Yeah, it's a bit problematic now because the loading time is just way too big. So, as a mod, it just doesn't play very, very nicely. It's a nice collection, and that's sort of how we set up the last version, the BTS version, made a decision to make it totally modern.
Oh.
We just added. So, and that's what I did for about 3 months straight, just converting all the old Warlord XML files that were already there, and I converted it to BTS.
A lot of work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. I wasn't actually employed at the time, so I had a lot of free time.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Exactly.
Than some of the others of us. So you worked on Civ Gold since Warlords. Who else is with you on that team? the other major players?
It's actually just two of us.
Uh-huh.
It's me and Wiz Sub-10. You might know him because he made a bit of a popular mod. It's the Canada Deluxe mod.
Yes. I have had talkings with Wiz Sub-10, but and I'm still wanting to get him onto the show, too.
Okay, yeah. So he's really busy.
So he does have a job.
Yeah, he does have a job and two small kids, I believe. So
oh, my goodness.
It's a bit hectic lately.
How on earth does he find time to mod?
Well, he's more of a manager. He collects a lot of artwork from other people, and he just archives it and puts it on the repository. That's where I step in to actually connect it together and make a CIF out of it.
Are you guys using the CCP repository now?
Yes. We're still using that repository.
Yeah. Could you guys set that so it doesn't send me an email every time you commit something to it? It's like,
are you still getting emails?
Yes. I've got like 5,000 emails in my Yahoo account.
So you can see your log files? Comments?
Like, I'm getting some right now.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no, that's... Well,
yeah, I was wondering about that. If you were,
I don't know how to turn it off. I don't know how. Oh, boy.
They own your freaking mailbox.
Yeah, I really should turn over admin access to that thing to him. I think he has it, but I think I just need to take myself off the developer list on it because I really don't have any more time to look at it and do it at all.
Maybe we should just publish it somewhere else because it's still the name is still CCCD.
True. You want to do the Civ Gold, but you guys can just pretty much take it over if you like. I think you can rename a project on SourceForge if you get SourceForge administrators to do that.
So you're not going to have
it's not easy.
You guys aren't going to have the communist sounding name anymore.
No, I kind of like that name.
Yeah. Combined Communist Code Pack.
Something like that. I just remember, I have sent Kenneth a couple of private messages.
Oh.
I think it was two years ago, requesting an actual modular version of Warlords. Do you remember that?
Ken never checks his email.
Oh, right. On CFC, I haven't been checking that one very much lately. But I do check it every once in a while on CFC.
Okay, because...
And I do still get, like, occasional requests for someone. Oh, help me with this mod. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could, but...
I never got a reply.
Yeah, Ken...
Oh, that's rare.
Oh, yeah, rare for you, Ken. I don't think so.
Yeah. No.
I could freaking go over to Baltimore and punch you in the face and you wouldn't reply. Wouter, don't you have something interesting to ask him?
Well, yes. I was wondering, what are the future plans for Civ Gold? Are you planning to add more Civs, and at what point do you plan to stop? And do you have any plans for colonization? Because it would be interesting to have more Civs there as well.
Well, let me just start about colonization. We don't really have any plans for that. Yeah, on a personal level, I don't really like the idea of colonization because it sort of narrows it down to the Americas, although it should be open enough to mod it in any way you like. But yeah, with Civ Gold we try to encapsulate the whole world.
There's definitely some need in colonization to have a few more civs, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Both colonizers and civs to be colonized. I mean, you could easily add a couple of hundred in total for both if you really wanted to.
I think we all already covered all the civs that you can think of in Civ Gold, so...
Yeah, they're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel, you know, the Lithuania, the civilization, and...
For a game like Civilization, you definitely did. That's absolutely true. But for, say, colonization, you can add hundreds of native tribes if you want. I mean, there's plenty of those, and they don't all warrant sort of a full Civ. That's sort of scraping the bottom of the barrel. But for colonization, with just a primitive tribe, I could see someone adding a lot of those if you really wanted to.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, the thing is, if you're playing a game with that many, then it makes all of the individual tribes like so small. It's like you'd get one city tribe, you know?
Well, yeah, you wouldn't want them all in one game.
They're not really much of an issue to like, oh, if I'm going to conquer them or work with them, it's just too small. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you'd want like with the list of civs, you'd want like five or six in one game maybe, not all of them.
Oh, okay. I see.
It'd be interesting to have a bit more variety there. But yeah, I guess that require more modding than a Civ in Civilization. You'd have to mod the game to select only a number of native tribes from a list.
Yeah,
that's probably not that hard.
Now,
as regarding the future plans with Civ Gold, we sort of still are adding new stuff to it. But yeah, we're not really decided on where to go with the mods in itself, because it's just getting too big. So we're actually thinking of making subsets of the entire library. So we get something like Civ Gold Africa with all the African civs and Civ Gold Asia. Maybe sort of a regional approach to it. So that's sort of...
You could also make them up by like time period, like
we're thinking
ancient, you know, like... Because I would figure more people are interested in doing period-based system than they are in a regional-based thing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's also one of the ideas, because when you look, especially when you look at scenarios are more or less time-based.
Yeah.
So you can just add the civs you want for that scenario only, and you don't have that huge loading time with all the civs you're not using anyway.
Well, I have a question for you. Since you said Civ Gold is getting to the final phases, what do you plan on doing after Civ Gold is done? Would you think about maybe even making your own personal mod?
I'm still working on Civ Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, but I went and started doing some Python and some more small stuff. Specifically BTS events is what I really think is interesting. There's a lot of interesting stuff you can do with BTS events.
Yeah, check out Solver. He is considered the bona fide expert on events. And
yes, I know.
And the event master.
I've posted in his thread in CFC and he replied. Actually released some small modlets as BTS events, one of which is the Tornado mod. It's just a graphical enhancement of the Tornado event.
Well, I remember that one.
And I added the Tornado, which was made by Rochlet, and the animation was made by Tony.
Yay!
So that's interesting. Mm. It's just spinning.
That's not much of an animation, though. It just spins around, doesn't it?
Yeah, what can I say? I suck. Well, are you going to maybe make a whole new set of events and make them available for the community to use?
I'm currently working on historical events.
Ah.
What I'm trying to achieve is make historical events, but keep a certain amount of randomness in it. So I've just finished an event, and when you play Aspersia and you are boarded with Babylon, you get an event when that gives you the opportunity to flip a Babylonian city.
Oh.
So stuff like that. It's not like historical events on set dates, because then you really lose some form of replayability. And I like to have a bit of randomness, but still it's non-random historical events.
So they're going to be more specific to civs, the events you're making.
Yeah, right. And so I take a bit of away from the randomness by actually checking for civs.
Oh.
So you get, actually, you could name it unique events.
Yeah, that...
Oh, the birth of a mod right there.
Yeah, civ-specific events.
Yeah, that's pretty slick, the tying it together for... like one or two specific civs that have to be next to each other in a game.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to make a lot of combinations and pairings there. But each one would definitely be a lot rarer and then can be, you know, tailored to be reflecting something in that mutual history of those two countries. And then you can just make up fictitious ones between, like, you know, like China next to the Mongolians. I mean, next to the Mayans, you know. It's like, what do they get, you know? But
well, maybe you could make two events for each civ. One for the player who's playing that civ, and then one for the neighbor of that of the same civ if you're not playing them. That would make it kind of... I don't know.
I see what you mean, yeah. Back and forth.
Yeah, two events per civ, that would make 60 events total or so, you know? Hmm. Unless you do Civ Gold, which then it would be 3,048 events.
I'm sticking to the main civs for this project, so no added yeah. Civs.
Who did the 32nd power events?
But I wanted to ask you, in real life, what do you find yourself doing lately?
He already told us he was unemployed, remember?
No,
yeah, you're unemployed, but you know.
That was a year ago. I'm employed at this moment.
Oh, goody.
I'm freelance web developer, so I work with a lot of database stuff, PHP.
Oh.
Yeah, more on the server side than on the client side. I don't do any web design. I'm not a designer, so I work with a lot of code and a lot of data stores. That's actually the reason why I got interested in Civ4, because Civ4 has this really awesome data store, which is XML and For a game that was really fun, really revolutionary. I hadn't seen that before. A game actually uses
it. It's actually fairly common, but
is it? Oh, really? Okay.
It was really starting to take off at the time Civ4 was being developed. And my understanding now is it's very common. And
I know several games that came out around the same time for Rise of Nations in, what was it, 2002, 2003 already had it as well.
Well, they rip off everything.
Yeah, it was around that time, sort of the 2002, 2005 period, that it really started to become popular. But I would say that probably, maybe even most games have it today in some form or another.
Well, actually, it's good for a game to be moddable these days because it adds massive replay value beyond even what the game developers could imagine, you know?
Yep. And it's also easy for the developers themselves, because it means that a sort of non-programming designer can do a lot of work.
Yeah, and
so it's good for the designers, good for the fans.
And most designers are not programmers. So
yeah.
With those other games, do you also have that multi-layered setup, like Civ has, with the XML and the Python and the SDK?
Some.
Python is rarer, but most games tend to have, at least most games that I have experienced modding with, tend to have some form of scripting as well, because most games need that in some form or another.
Mm-hmm.
And Rise of Nations has it as well. What's that other game? I believe Total War also has a similar setup.
Yeah. There's a lot of modders on Total War.
Now, what's not common is having the SDK and getting your actual C code exposed. That's
yeah, a lot of designers don't release the source.
At least for strategy games. For first-person shooters, it's a bit more common, but so overall, that's fairly unusual.
Let's go modding! Yay!
Call us if you have any feedback. In North America, the number is 301-637-7659. That's 301-637-POLY. In Europe, it's a UK number, 441-21-288-7659. That's 441-21-288-POLY. You can Skype us at The Polycast or email at polycast@apolyton.net.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
For more information on Modcast or sibling show Polycast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at polycast.apolyton.net.
All right. Now, we've had so much fun today, but our time is almost out. I think I've insulted as many people as I could in one episode, hopefully. And in turn been insulted myself, but...
So pretty run-of-the-mill.
Right, yeah, it's just a usual episode in that case, I would say, in that aspect. So I imagine if I wasn't insulting people, you'd start getting worried about me that I was becoming nice.
Well,
I assure you that won't happen anytime soon.
Yeah, we're not really worried though. Yeah.
No softening in your old age.
And we had our special guest, Frank Fjörbrass Strotter, who I'm pretty sure has been completely scared by us and probably offended as well.
Not at all. It was quite fun.
Not even just a little bit?
No.
Damn. We failed.
Maybe next time.
All right. Then since I have left, I'm just going to tell you right now that you really smell bad.
Okay. Fair enough.
Quit farting on yourself, man. Come on.
Right.
Just take a shower.
Okay.
That's the best I can come up with, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Our time is up. So, I will say, today, we have been joined with Kenneth Impaler WRG Ferland.
Bye-bye.
Wouter Lacutus Snyders.
Goodbye.
And me, Tony Garrett Zaka Kiel, thank you, goodbye, with special guest co-host Frank Fjörbrass Strotter.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
And there's one last thing I'd actually think we should mention here. Tony, I already told you a while back, but also...
Oh, no, you're going to make me cry right now.
Okay. I don't think I told Walter. I went and appeared on Polycast taping yesterday and made an announcement there as well. And I think that may be released first. But I'm not going to be at Firaxis very much longer here. Colonization is finished. My skills aren't appropriate for their next project. So they let me go. I was always a temporary anyway. And realistically, with my education level and experience now, I'm at my education at the time they hired me. That's like, they were really going out on a limb to get someone without a bachelor's degree in computer programming to do the interface for an expansion pack. That's a lot of trust they put in me on that one, and I think I delivered pretty well on them. But now I'm going to be looking for a job in a new studio, probably here in Baltimore, and returning to school. But I hope to come back to Firaxis someday and keep modding, keep doing all that stuff.
Not to end the show on a depressing note.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Record date, August 31st, 2008. Sound clips copyright Civilization IV and the Warlords and Beyond the Sword expansion packs. Copyright 2008, Appolitan Civilization site at appolitan.net.